This year's China International Fair for Investment and Trade is featuring some 30,000 programs the private sector will be able to take part in. Most of them are connected to the government's Silk Road Initiative. As the guest country of honor at the fair in Xiamen, Bahrain has been trying to promote investment projects in areas such as finance, logistics, and manufacturing. Khalid Al-Rumai, chief executive of Bahrain's Economic Development Board, says his country, once an important harbor on the ancient Silk Road, is an ideal gateway to the Gulf region.
If you look at the GCC, the Gulf economy, this is a $1.6 trillion economy, expected to grow to $2 trillion by 2020. And Bahrain would be an ideal geographic location for the One Belt, One Road policy for access into that $2 trillion market in 2020.
Bahraini Minister of Industry and Commerce, Zayed Al-Ziyali, says they are actively looking for Chinese investment in their kingdom.
We look forward to trading more with China, but we want to take the relationship a step further beyond trade into joint venture and joint investments in Bahrain and China. So we're here to exhibit to China what Bahrain offers, and we would like to invite the Chinese companies to be hosted in Bahrain on a regional basis to serve the wider GCC market from Bahrain.
A new World Investment Report has been released by the United Nations on the sidelines of the event in Xiamen. It shows foreign direct investment inflows into Asia increased by nearly 9% to almost $500 billion last year. This is in sharp contrast to a combined 16% decline worldwide through 2014. Zhang Xiaoning with the UN Conference on Trade and Development says they believe part of this is due to the creation of the Silk Road Initiative and the Asian Infrastructure Investment Bank.
The Great Mekong Region Cooperation Program, as well as China proposed the Silk Road Initiative and Asian Infrastructure Investment Bank, which are designed to create better interconnectivity and economic integration in Asia, have attracted a growing number of investments from other parts of the world.
The fair in Xiamen this year has drawn some big names to the International Investment Forum, which takes place every year at the event. Alibaba founder Jack Ma is among them. He's suggesting existing institutions should be transformed to meet the changes in the way companies do business.
Many people have been familiar with the Internet Plus concept, but how do we increase our productivity significantly? In my opinion, the World Trade Organization should be built into a big data platform rather than an intergovernment mechanism. The platform will provide numerous services like cross-border payment and logistics so as to boost free trade.
The investment and trade fair in Xiamen is expected to attract over 50,000 visitors before it ends this coming Thursday. For CRI, I'm Si Zhi.